said.
Oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wasanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Bell, your host for Energies and Music, which is out of 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check your weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next sequence on Adventures and Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca by website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
morning. It's 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wassanak territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooperadio.org, co-opradio.org.
open sleigh. Hey, coffin to your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if the vaccine is safe and effective. The answer is yes. The vaccine is approved by Health Canada and has been the subject of numerous studies involving thousands of people, including children. Experts also closely monitor any adverse effects that may occur after vaccination.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Amy Goodman. In this age of climate chaos and COVID-19, you count on Democracy Now! To stay focused on the issues that matter most. We count on you to support our independent journalism. If everyone who tunes into Democracy Now! Gave just $4, we could cover our operating costs for 2022. Really, that's all it would take. Please do your part today by visiting us at democracynow.org. Oh, and stay safe, wear a mask, save lives. Thank you so much, and happy holidays. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
There is only one legitimate option now, which is that the case is closed and that Julian is immediately released.
A British court has ruled in favor of the U.S. government's appeal to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face criminal charges in the United States. Supporters warn his extradition would be a major blow to press freedom worldwide. We'll get an update and look at what's next. Then two journalists accept the Nobel Peace Prize today, Russian reporter Dmitry Muratov and Filipina journalist Maria Ressa.
I stand before you, a representative of every journalist around the world who is forced to sacrifice.